Chances are, if you are a Sonics fan, you've seen it.
It is a fascinating story. It truly is.
Now the rest of the country gets to see the fascinating story. Sonic Skate Requiem for a Team airs tonight on CNBC.
Making its national TV debut. Joining us, we are privileged to have Sonic Skate directors Jason Reed and Adam Brown joining us live in the studio. This was a labor of love and a labor of sadness for you guys that we spoke to you about when it first came out. And now it's gone from the web to TV. Jason, tell us about what you had to do to get this ready for TV, because it sounds like it was the same task, even harder the second time around.
Yeah, we basically had to cut the movie down from the two-hour original length down to a TV hour for the national TV audience. You know, there was a lot of tough decisions, late all-nighters, day after day, trying to figure out how to cut it down, but we finally got down, and I think we're really happy with how the film turned out. It's a more succinct telling of the story that's really ready to share our story and our plight here in Seattle with the national audience.
Certainly there are things, Adam, that we will see that weren't in the original. What in particular?
That's right. Well, we took the opportunity to interview the Rain Man, Sean Kemp, who we always wanted to get for the first one, but it just didn't work out schedule-wise. Also interviewed Jeff Ament, the bassist from Pearl Jam. So those are the two new interviews, but the entire movie is very different from the online director's cut that's been out for a few years. There's all this new archive footage. We went back into the local news footage, got some great little clips that I don't want to spoil for you now, but even if you've seen the online version 10 times, you'll get something new out of this new one. Completely revamped graphics, and it's just a tighter story. It's kind of like it's the original one, but on steroids, faster, quicker, more powerful.
Sonic Skate directors Jason Reed, Adam Brown joining us with Sonic Skate making its TV debut tonight. I think that the tenor of the film, which was so somber and sorrowful and angry the first time because the Sonics had gone, maybe now is tinged with a little hope.
I mean, we definitely have hope here locally with the new Chris Hansen deal. I mean, an unprecedented good deal for this city with mostly privately funded to build a $500 million arena. So we as Sonics fans have more hope than ever. Now we have a national battle to fight, too, to let the rest of the nation, NBA basketball fans know, people around the country know that Seattle's team was stolen, that we deserve to have an NBA team in this market. And I think having the movie on CNBC tonight at 7, re-airing again on Sunday at 7, is going to be huge for helping the movement nationally. We just need to act locally, get the city council and the King County Council to get behind the Chris Hansen deal and get a memorandum of understanding so we can get the NBA back in town.
It's hard to believe we talk in years now since the team left, but Adam, do you find your passion is still as strong? It's tiring, isn't it, to push a cause so much?
It has been tiring. It's definitely taken a few years off our lives, and it's hard to believe that it's been 4 years since we had the NBA here. You know, we've been just sounding the rally calls and continuing to support NBA basketball coming back to Seattle, and we're still just as big of basketball junkies as we've ever been. We watch all the NBA games when they come on. We can't wait for the playoffs, but it's obviously not the same not having our own team to root for, and it's even more painful watching our former team with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and Nick Collison, who were all drafted as Sonics, now the number two seed in the West and arguably the favorites to make the finals out of the West.
You guys released this originally for free on the web, on YouTube and in Vimeo, and now this recut will be available for purchase.
Yeah, we are going to be selling DVDs for the first time ever, so you can buy a Sonicscape DVD. It's got a bunch of extra features, stuff that didn't make the cut. Extra features of Kevin Calabro, Gary Payton, Sherman Alexie, some of the features that didn't make the movie. We also have a special feature called Bring Back RCL Supersonics on there. So you can buy them Sonicskate.com. They'll also be available in Seattle team shops all around the city. And tonight at Sport Restaurant here in Fisher Plaza, we're going to be having a viewing party starting at 6:30 p.m. You can come down, celebrate with us. We'll all be there, and we'll be selling DVDs in person. So come on down.
You can see it tonight on CNBC. You can get the video at Sonicskate.com. Jason Reed, Adam Brown, thanks for joining us. Best of luck.
Thanks for having us.